Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, yes, Friday afternoon, food hour, last hour. Just a reminder, so this is our hour to chat, play rants, 860-522-9842. We've got Paul calling from wherever he is. Hey, Paul.
Hi, John. On the road, this moment in Waterbury. I want to talk about, just a minute, about the Martha's Vineyard situation and the 48 immigrants who could not be put up by the gods.
We're familiar with the situation. What do you want to say about it?
Well, what I want to say is this. I don't want to get opinionated again. I think we've all vented about, a lot of people vented about how uncaring their
attitudes
were.
So what do you want to say?
Well, I want to say, I wonder how this is going to affect tourism. Because I'm a vineyard, Todd, because that was one of my favorite places. Not that I had the money to stay there for a week, but I love to take the boat over for the day and ride a moped around the island. I think it's a gorgeous island. I will never go back again because the taste in my mouth for that island is so bad now over what has happened. I cannot go back. I will go to Cape Cod. I don't have anything against Cape Cod.
Well, you might find there's liberal villas all over the place. Like, there's no escaping this kind of attitude where helping people who break into the country and violate America's laws, that's the cool thing to do today.
Well, a fine point there, Todd. I think that we're not averse to people coming into the country, but they have to come in the right way. They have to come in legally and not illegally. And the problem with Biden is that he's letting everybody flood in, and he's not. There's no floodgate. And I don't think Trump was against people coming into the country, immigrating to the country. They just had to do it legally and not illegally.
Yes, so that's why I said I focused my remarks on illegal immigration. But your comment is an interesting one, and whether they will suffer economically, because I think ultimately, if there is a negative side effect for doing things that are un-American or hostile to the supporting of America's laws, then people should pay a price for it. And then mm-hmm. you can push them back towards the center if you can make them mm-hmm. pay a price.
Right. I just think that it may very well affect their tourism, because I think there were a lot of, and, you know, the people were here. Okay, they were illegal, but they were here. So, you know, they should be taken care of. I mean, they shouldn't be here. But now that they're here, you know, we're all human beings. We want to take care of our fellow man, you know, and the whole attitude, oh, the unclean ones are here. We have to shuttle them off across the bay. What a bunch of crap. I'll leave on that note, Todd. Thanks,
Paul,
for taking my call.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Rob, hello there.
Yeah, hello. This is Rob Lick the Boot. How are you doing? Doing a great show. Good luck with your new replacement.
We don't even have a replacement. I've got the best guy in the business instead.
Yeah, the guy seems very friendly, though, so he's got potential if he's interested, I think. in my opinion, the guy who just screened me.
Yep. Did he screen you? Did he find out about all the bad things you've done in your life and such?
No. I was just going to say, though, the purpose of my call, actually, if I see it, I don't know, have you ever been to Long Wharf in New Haven, to food trucks?
No.
You should. And you'll see, I'm going to guess, maybe a thousand, literally, in the course of the afternoon, of people from, you know, Mexico, Ecuador, and they all wave their own different flag, and they sell their own different food, but there's no cops, and there's no security, and there's no crime. For what that's worth, I don't know, but you should check it out.
Well, do you know how that fits into the larger scheme? What's your explanation for that?
I just think they watch out for each other.
Interesting.
And no one's going to go wrong because you're going to be overdone. The one dude ain't going to take over what's going on down there.
Right.
You should see it. It's different. And like I said, they're all maybe illegal. They might be legal. Who knows? But they're making a living, and they're there's no violence. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing. I'll check it out. Thank you, Rob. 860-522-WTIC. Call the Rant Line, 860-751-4698. Mike calling from Plainville next. Hey, Mike.
You should ask Paul, the previous caller, if he was driving when he was talking on his cell phone. That would be the American thing to ask.
Because you mean to make sure we can clip his wings?
It's illegal to drive in your vehicle when you're on.
Well, if you're on a speakerphone, you can do it, right?
Oh, everybody else. But the excuse is everybody else does it, so I can do it, and I'll get away with it.
I suppose, yes.
And the other thing is, every day we're getting hammered with this Sandy Hook and this Alex Jones lawsuit. Enough, okay? They had to fire your news director, number one, for the content of your news. I'm going to start to muting your news
Well, whatever. You know, it's our news department. It's not my department.
It's on the news. But you know what? People are tired of hearing about it.
About Alex Jones?
About the whole situation. How many years has it been?
Oh, you mean about Sandy Hook? Well, what is it, 10 years? It's been a while.
Parents will get a large settlement. It's not going to bring your kids back.
There's different levels of connection to it, I guess, based on people's personal experience. Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. 860-522-9842. You know, in some ways, I think we hear too much about Sandy Hook, and in some ways, not enough. I was listening to one of the family stories. I forget which one it was. And I really thought, you know, one of the women who's got an enterprise that she started, and I was making notes and I wrote it down, the different people I was hearing, because I was thinking I can reach out to these people because this was a horrible thing that happened. And, I mean, it's the worst thing you can imagine happening, having your kid go off to school and not come home because of that kind of incident. It's mind-boggling. So we can't forget that we're human beings. We can't forget our humanity and put our hearts out to people who suffered horrible things. And then the part that interests me is when you've been through that kind of trauma, because I put myself in the situation when I listen to stories like that, I internalize it as best I can. I say, how would I react? And of course, you can't imagine, and you don't want to imagine how you would react. It's too horrible to even want to visualize. But some people respond to situations like that by doing something to help other people who've suffered loss or teach people how to deal with suffering loss or whatever it is. And those are beautiful things, which we can admire. So we don't have to look at Sandy Hook just as the politicized thing about guns. So therefore, if you're pro Second Amendment, then you can't relate because you can relate to the rest of it. There's a big story there. There's also a big story there about what makes shooters shooters and how the internet might be contributing to the isolation that leads people down a path of becoming so disconnected emotionally from themselves and their own humanity that they don't think they're doing anything bad. They don't feel the hurt that they're pushing out into the world when they pull the trigger on a gun against innocent people. So there's all kinds of ways we can relate. And I think it's incumbent upon us to work at relating rather than not relating because of what the media does to us or whatever. Because that's a problem with the media. That's not a problem with the victims of Sandy Hook. And I include the families who lost loved ones in that. 860-522-WTIC. George calling from Vernon. Hi, George.
Yes, just responding back to that gentleman you just tried on there about the Sandy Hook, about this Alex Jones stuff.
The thing that Mike said about Sandy Hook, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's terrible. He, unfortunately, not sure if he has any kids or whatever, but covering for Alex Jones is terrible. We all know it happened. And trying to, you know, and saying that the parents are doing this and that, they have a right. This is a terrible thing. And this gentleman, supposedly alleged gentleman, Alex Jones, is not a gentleman and should be brought to terrible.
Well, it's terrible what he did. Is that what you're saying?
Alex Jones? Absolutely.
And but it's also, we can also say it's terrible what Alex Jones did, and what the appropriate punishment might not be to devastate the guy financially. How do you feel about that?
He should be. He
what?
He had caused fraud, getting all this money based on these his thoughts and conspiracy theories wrong. He played the game, and you know what? Now he needs to pay for the game that he played.
Well, I agree with that. I just might differ on what an appropriate price is. I don't feel that, because we are dealing with a realm of speech. And speech is heavily protected in our society. And if you step a little bit over the line, and I, you know, there's an argument to be made that all communications that have to do with free speech are good for us to hear. Even if it causes some of us pain, it's better for us to have the free exchange of ideas than it is to embolden the government to do more shutting down of people's speech.
We're not talking about the government. We're talking about this gentleman, Alex Jones. Now, number one, where do you put the fine line of stepping over the line? Where's the fine line?
Well, it's a real... Well, I see a fine line because he's a media organization, and he's obviously bombastic and colorful as a way of doing things, but there is gain that comes to us. And I'm going to let you go, George, but I appreciate your call and thank you for that. There is gain to us by all communications, even ones that are farcical and stupid. I listen to Alex Jones and I just hear, you know, silliness and exaggerated statements. But underneath that silliness and exaggeration, there can be truths there. And right now, we don't suffer from too many truths. We suffer from too much cover-up and too much rigging and too much scamming on the part of the powerful, and that's my concern. Wayne in Bristol. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing, Todd? Hey, I want to just say, I think when they have these big stories like they did in, you know, when Afghanistan was going on, when Biden bungled that, and then shortly after they had that murder story out in Afghanistan, so this is like misdirection. You know, when they have these newscasts, I think it's to, you know, for the public to forget about the misconduct of the government when they have these stories. I was curious what you think about that.
I'm not sure what you're saying about the government. What misbehavior on the part of the government?
They want to get off, like I said, the Afghanistan thing. So they had this murder story of, I get this girl in the desert.
Oh,
and
yes,
that went on
yes.
daily. And the thing, and like I said, to me, it's a misdirection because they want to get off the focus of the bungling of the government.
Well, it could be a misdirection, and it could just be the luck of the draw, you know, that the Afghanistan story is happening, and then that poor girl got murdered by her boyfriend, and But she was pretty and blonde, and the media loves that, and they were off and running.
But Todd, how many people get murdered every day in this country? Why would you focus on just one murder? I don't get it.
The media is not so coherent as to do things that aren't in their best interest. They are biased, absolutely. But they're not out there looking for ways to troll us with murder stories if the murder stories don't have sex appeal. And that one, I think, had sex appeal. That's my take on it. But you could be right. Wayne, thank you for the call. We've got to run to a traffic update because Friday afternoon and the commute can be difficult. And
Connecticut happens here. WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good afternoon, WTIC. We're going to get the rant started in a couple of minutes. Let's talk to Andrew first, though. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, hi, Todd. I think everybody's missing the facts surrounding what's going on with the Alex Jones business. None of this is really directed against Alex Jones. This is being directed against Todd Feinberg and Tom Shattuck. Okay, they're basically making the case that Alex Jones by talking about what did and what might have and what's reputed to happen around an incident where there was a lot of controversy. Don't forget, the police report on Sandy Hook took more than a year to come out. Okay, no facts changed on that at all. The only reason why that could have taken a year it is because they needed time for everybody to get their stories straight on what's going on. That's the only reasonable explanation on what could happen on a static investigation on a moot incident. Okay.
So get back to the part about how is it an attack on you're talking about free speech, I guess, for us here.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do the attacks on Alex Jones transfer over to us?
Because Alex Jones never told anyone to go, give a hard time to anyone in Newtown or Sandy Hook. He mused about the facts that might have been going on. He might have dealt, in conspiracy.
Yeah. So you're saying once you start going down this path, then anybody who risks making comments that question official stories could suffer the same kind of fate.
Exactly, because you're doing violence by talking about Hunter Biden's computer, okay, and Ashley Biden's diary, okay. You're going to wind up convicted and punished, before the year goes by that it takes to find out. Oh well, everything on that laptop, on Hunter's laptop, is true and everything. And that diary really is Ashley's.
Thank you for that. I'm glad you raised this point. I've got to hold you right there, but I appreciate it because that's my concern. And I think we're always better off protecting free speech when these kinds of issues come up and there are gray areas to discuss. 860-522-9842. We'll start the rants, take more phone calls.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC. Sorry about that. Little frog in the throat. Okay, so let's play some rants, and feel free to call in on any topic. And then next hour, we've got Order Up. We're going to talk about family meals, cooking for a family. Like Joey was just talking about, he was telling me about how he made a meal for Saturday and yesterday. And why was that, Joey?
Just because we're going camping, and I'm not going to have time and all the utensils I normally have. So just kind of make stuff ahead for the family.
So is the meal all done?
Pretty much, yeah. It's got to be reheated in the cast iron skillet on the fire pit.
That's nice. Nice to have.
Because especially,
all.
You know, other families have sports this time of the year. Like, it's you're either eating dinner at 4 o'clock or eating dinner at 8:30 at night.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about next hour on WTIC. Right now, though, we're still with the politics. We're still with the rants. Here we go.
A vote for Ned Lamont is a nod for more lament. Say it with me, everybody. A vote for Ned Lamont is a nod for more lament.
A nod for more lament. In other words, he's trying to come up with a slogan that makes it really vivid and clear why you don't want to vote for Ned Lamont. Because you're going to end up in the Ned Lament.
Lamont is a nod for more lament. His name appears three times. A vote for Ned Lamont is a nod for more lament. Make this a mnemonic. So that people who can be swayed remember, nod lament when they look at the voting ballot.
Oh, that is funny stuff. But it's a good idea. You know, we do need that kind of thing.
Let's take a break from all the news and discard our political views. The time is now here for fun, food, and cheer. Order up is the topic we'll choose.
All right, little billboard for the next hour from the Poetry Man. He does that every Friday.
Hello, Todd. John here. I'm wondering, there was a bronze plaque unveiled in Hartford's capital, Connecticut's capital, honoring women who served to turn the women so they could get the rights to vote. Now we have women, according to the polls, that are backing Ned. Why? I ask this question, why?
Why do women back Jolly Ned? Because there is, because of the Supreme Court ruling, I suppose, if there is an enhanced vote for Jolly Ned in all of his incompetence and malicious, manipulative approach to leadership, there are people who fall for him saying over and over, we're just trying to keep you safe. We're just keeping you safe. He says that over and over. He said it, you know, like every day on our airwaves. Remember, he used to, like at 4 o'clock, he'd have a press conference every day. And we'd leave for 45 minutes or an hour and a quarter. And he'd say, keep you safe 30 times for the sole reason of tricking people, particularly women, who are more concerned with the safety of their families than anybody else, just to make them think he's a decent person. And in our bizarre world, where everyone's so busy and media has is given the opportunity to penetrate into our lives so thoroughly, little snippets of information that aren't accurate at all. They're just snippets of data that we absorb. Ned wants to keep us safe. Ned wants to keep us safe. We fall for this crap. It's grotesque, but that's how our politics works. So he says the same thing with the abortion thing. Oh, Ned cares about women. Ned cares about women's rights. Again, utter nonsense, oversimplifications, no thinking about what the issues are and what good answers are. And really that there is no binary in pro-abortion, anti-abortion, because people who are for abortion, if they're sane, are not for every abortion and are not against every abortion in most cases. I mean, that's how people are. They've got gray areas. They come, they'll take 75% of the pro-life position, and then they step away at that part. And likewise in the other, that's how actual humans view the issues. The absolutists are rare. That's not what the debate's about. It isn't.
Your first debate for governor will be this Tuesday, September 27th, 8 p.m. on NBC Connecticut. Tune in and watch Jolly Ned squirm.
Oh, how delightful will that be? I can't wait for this thing to get going. Jolly Ned's only going to do two debates, though, I guess. And this is a big thing Democrats are doing this year. They're avoiding debates because what they're depending on is that they would lose more votes by appearing and discussing than they would by being cowards and vandalizing the democratic processes that we depend on that include having a free flow of information. The free flow of information is bad to the anti-democratic party. That's where we are.
Yeah, Todd, next time you see Bob Stefanowski, tell him north of Hartford, there is not one yard sign. I'm talking East Hartford, Enfield, Windsor Locks, Windsor, Southfield, pick a town, nothing. Or the other one either, leaving. Not one sign. They still have Lamar signs out here. So tell them to get his act together. Thank you.
That's pretty remarkable, if true. Even if that seems like that's the truth, that's pretty remarkable.
Hello, Todd. I'm reading today about the current poll rating, you know, poll numbers in the races in the state here. And I'm hearing that, you know, Lamont and 17-point leads on their opponents, and I find that hard to believe, first of all.
Well, that's the right response.
If that is true, this should be a call to arms for everybody who wants change in this state and doesn't want the same old thing. Get out there, because if we don't change it, if we leave these people in, we're going to get just more of the same, more taxes, more bad policy. Have a good day.
Well, that's true, but people have to perceive that. But I wouldn't take the 17-point thing seriously, and the top-line numbers aren't the more important ones. And the way these things go bad is that the job of pollsters is to figure out who's going to vote. If there's a pool of 100 people, normally in an election like this, 38 of them would vote. That is, likely voters, you know, registered, legal, able to vote, what percentage of them are going to show up to vote? And normally in a midterm, it's 38-40%, something like that. But it could be much higher in this one because this is a very energized election. And that's what the pollsters have to figure out, is who's going to show up to vote. Are we talking to an actual person who's likely to vote? And there is this dynamic that we haven't talked that much about, but, you know, in the Trump cycles, the Trump presidential cycles, there was this big factor where it felt like the polls would be off by a couple points, maybe because of people being reluctant or disinterested in talking to pollsters, Republican voters. So that would mean, oh, maybe there's 2 points here that it's structurally off at the beginning, and particularly in certain areas, like those areas that where maybe you had white, non-college educated voters, say the Midwest, industrial workers, union workers, who lost their jobs during the Obama era after having voted for Obama and then voted for Trump. There's a lot of dynamics that have to be measured. And that group of voters became very hostile to the idea of talking to pollsters, and that made it harder to get those top line numbers. That is, who's going to win the election, correct?
Hey, Todd, I just want to say thanks, brother. I know that'll be too inside for some listeners, but for other listeners, not so much.
Oh, that's too inside for me because I forget, you know, I get a lot of comments or notes from people, reactions that are real time on something so specific that by the time I hear it or see it, I have no idea what it is. And that's one of those. But I do remember we had a brother thing going on, and I forget what it was about.
Hey, Todd, just calling in yesterday. There was, a couple callers that called in talking about a shooting that took place down on, I believe, 95 South or one of those highways down in that area.
Oh, yeah. This was several days or a couple days ago, I think. Yeah.
Where they actually shut down the highway and 3 people were shot. Okay. And a couple of the callers commented that they'd never seen anything like that before. And I got something through the news break on my cell phone that showed the highway shut down and the state troopers everywhere, you know, Connecticut state troopers everywhere. But look, tell Mr. Stefanowski, Todd, to get a screenshot of that picture. I have it somewhere. I'm sure he could get it. A screenshot of the highway shut down and how rampant crime is in this state.
Oh, yeah. That shot was pretty vivid of the closed highway and the cars backing up. And you could see that the highway was stopped in the still shot. It was pretty powerful.
And in this country. Okay, he needs to tell people what the mainstream media is not telling the people. Okay, and if he does that and he circumvents the mainstream media and just spreads actual data, actual information of what's going on, he will win.
I like that. I like that. It's very specific instructions. Pete, East Hartford. Hey, Pete.
Hi, Todd. Todd, I was wondering if you got my email with the campaign logo.
Oh, yes. It was. I think it was about half of the emails I received the other day were from you. Like, you peppered me with them.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
I wanted to make sure it got through.
It got through so many times and multiple days.
Thank you, sir. Will you... I sent one to Bob Stefanowski, but would you be so kind and maybe... forward one.
I did. I actually I got a ton of email for Bob after he was on, what was that, Tuesday? Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
After he was
right.
on Wednesday. And I forwarded, before I left, I forwarded all those things. I stood outside and forwarded them before I got in the car.
Okay. At least I know how to do it now after I peppered you with those.
And you know what? I thought your logo was really good.
Good. I'm glad.
What was it that you used a couple of letters in... the word Bob or something like that? What did you do?
We need Bob now. So the name Bob is in red letters, and the N-O-W in Stefanowski is in red.
That's it. I remember.
So, yeah.
No, that was good. I liked what you did. I liked what you did better than what Bob's designer did.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so we'll see what we get back from Bob.
All right. Hey, you made my day, Todd.
Good. Thank you, Pete. Good to talk with you. 860-522-WTIC.
Hi, Todd. Well, it's Saturday night, and I volunteered at the German Fest today. And yesterday, I heard that Bob Stefanowski was going to be at the rally in Bristol at 1 o'clock. Boy, was I bummed out. I was going to miss out on the rally. But lo and behold, the future, Bob Stefanowski, Laura Devlin, Henry Martin, and Joe Hoxha came to the German Fest.
Yeah.
What a thrill. The day was great. The people were all wonderful. The food was good. The music couldn't beat anything. Well, it did beat anything. And it was such a great day. How lucky am I? Later.
Well, I guess you're pretty darn lucky. And we're lucky to have you, Gladys. Thank you so much for that. Rant line number 860-751-4698. Call now. Call over the weekend. 751-4698 and fill up the rant line for Monday. So we'll have a good, strong start as we get going once again. Food Hour coming up. It's called Order Up. We're going to talk about crockpot cooking and other things like what Joey did yesterday to make a big thing of whatever it was he made for the family on Saturday. Like ways to cook in advance, I guess, is the topic. We'll discuss it coming up on WTIC. Mark Christopher is out there watching the Friday commute in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. And Mark, we're wondering what the Friday's like.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.